For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Right now, I need to make sure that you have smashed the follow button or that little plus sign so that you don't miss out on any of our awesome animal adventures. Well, I don't know about you, but I cannot wait to see what is inside that box because I have a feeling that PETA the Weeda is good. I don't think he's going to be able to control his curiosity with that mysterious box that landed from that airplane. Are you guys ready to find out? Me too, let's go! Can we please open it? Please, 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 please. PETA the Weeda was begging his papa to open up that box that sit in front of them, not that far away from their house.
Oh, we just don't know what's inside of there, he said.
Well, how about we, get really close and listen? Maybe if we listen with our ears, then we can get a better idea of what's inside? PETA the Weeda was really hoping that his papa would change his mind.
Okay, well, let's go check out if we can hear anything inside the box.
As soon as his papa said yes, PETA the Weeda raced over to that giant box that was now sitting in the dirt in the middle of this forest. That parachute that was connected to the box was now laying off to the side. PETA the Weeda and his papa had never seen anything like this before. But as they walked closer, they heard some familiar sounds.
Wait a second. PETA, I'm pretty sure that I know those sounds. That's the sounds of giant Weedas inside. Oh no! They've been captured! We must release them!
Papa did not have to say it twice in order for PETA the Weeda to start trying to open this box. There was a string that went all the way around it that seemed to be holding it all together. PETA the Weeda ran over with his leg. You see, he had some pretty sharp parts to his leg that if he rubbed it on that string, he thought maybe, just maybe, he could cut that string and the box would open.
You got it, PETA. Just stick with it. You can cut that thing. There! Great job, PETA!
And just then, that string was cut and the box opened. And out crawled dozens of giant Weedas! They couldn't believe it.
Hello! Hello, everyone! Come on out! Welcome to our forest, shouted PETA the Weeda into the box. Inside were those giant Weedas, just like PETA and his papa. But these Weedas, this was their very first time ever going outside.
Hello, who is in charge here? Said one of the Weedas inside the box.
Hi, come on out. My name's PETA and this is my papa.
Hello, it's great to meet you. We haven't seen another giant Weeda in years.
Oh, well, it's great to meet you. My name is Sherlock, and we are here on a very special mission to provide some assistance. Do you need assistance? Said Sherlock.
Papa couldn't believe it.
Oh, yes, we need a lot of help. You see all that dirt over there? We've got to start moving through that dirt and get it all stirred up. And see that dead tree over there? We got to break that down and help it start decomposing. And that's just the top of the list.
Sherlock's eyes were wide open. And he said,
We don't exactly like dirt. We've lived our entire lives inside. This is our first time outside, said Sherlock.
Hold on a second. I have to pause the story. Let me take a closer look at that box. What does it say? Oh, it says they're a part of a breeding program. You see, because PETA
and his papa were the last two giant Weedas on this island. They needed some reinforcements. Do you know what reinforcements means? It means you you send in some more to help with the job. And there's all kinds of amazing zoos and nature centers and places that are helping animals come back from the brink of extinction. You see, that's what happens when creatures in the wild, when they're all the way down to only two left, and then those two die, we call that those animals are extinct. It's a very sad day if a creature goes extinct. That means there's no more left. And so in order sometimes to stop extinction from happening, you have to help breed and make more babies of that creature, maybe in captivity, maybe at a zoo. And so they build up a whole crew and team of giant Weedas, and then they release them where they naturally live, where they're endemic. Do you remember that word, endemic? Yes. And so that's what happened here. You see, all these giant Weedas inside this box, they are the reinforcements and the helpers for PETA and his papa to help bring back control and help the giant Weedas population come back nice and strong. But it sounds like this is Sherlock's very first time in a rainforest, and so I think he has a lot of learning to do from PETA and his papa. "You don't like dirt," said PETA. No, I do not like dirt," said Sherlock. "But if that is a part of the job, then all right, boys and girls, let's grab our shovels and get to work." "Well, that's another thing," said PETA. "We don't use shovels. We use our legs and our mouths."
"You use your... Oh, dear," said Sherlock. "This is going to be a little bit grosser than I thought. I thought we were on a rescue mission. Well, it doesn't seem it's very rescue-y. It more seems like we're going to play in the dirt," said Sherlock.
"Well, it's actually a lot more fun than it sounds, and once you get used to it, we have a lot of fun together," said PETA. "And I would actually call this a lot more like a rescue mission than you're giving yourselves credit. You see, me and my papa, it's just us. It's our job to manage the entire rainforest on this island, and it's a very big job. We definitely need rescuing. So thank you very much for coming to help us. Now, who's ready to get to work?" And it was just then that all the giant Weedas, there were dozens of them, that came pouring out of the box. And they all started to work together as a team. This is pretty amazing. You see, giant Weedas, they were almost extinct. But it was because of the work of zoos and nature centers and breeding programs all around the world that worked together to bring them back and help the rainforest stay clean. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end. And wow, giant Weedas have a really important job. And holy smokes, did PETA say that they use their mouth to clean up all the dirt and those decaying trees? Well, right now, hop down to the show notes of this episode and click on the link that will bring you to a really fun activity that we have planned just for you, inspired by today's episode. Do it together with your parents and post it on Instagram with the hashtag #HeyMrJim, and I would love to see your creations. Well, friends, you have a super duper day. I'll see you later. Bye.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.